Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We say good afternoon to our buddy. He is the goalie of our Atlanta United, Brad Guzan, joining us. Hot off the presses, Atlanta Soccer Report, presented by Georgia Natural Gas. Guys, don't let winter sneak up on you with sky-high gas bills. Lock in that flat gas rate so the amount won't change, even when the weather does, Mike. Get guaranteed bill plan only from G&G. That's G&G.com.
All right, man. It's our man Goose, and a great job up there. Again, it was at times like, the last couple of weeks, Brad, it's like a pinball machine back there, and he's done a fantastic job. We got the draw against New York. Seemed like we could have scored two or three more goals up there.
For sure.
Up in Montreal, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What's going on?
It certainly was the case. I mean, in those moments, especially when the game transitioning the way it was playing out in terms of up and down the field, you fancy ourselves to score a few more goals than obviously what we did. But in those moments, we've got to do a better job of closing out the game, but then also making sure that we limit what the opposition's doing.
Brad, as we head towards these playoffs, and I heard you say it, sometimes I think the quote, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm paraphrasing, we get our heads down sometimes when the teams score on us, or when a situation where all of a sudden the momentum changes. Have you guys just addressed that? Have you talked about it? Because, again, we know these playoffs can be, just that. Maybe a team comes out and gets an early one. We got to be able to respond.
For sure. And that's definitely something that we've talked about, especially internally. And being stronger mentally, being stronger and being able to deal with a little bit of adversity and understanding that we are a good team and that, listen, for 90 minutes, the opposition, whoever we're playing, they're entitled to have a bit of the ball as well. You know what I mean? And
right.
Ultimately, if we do run into a problem or two and we concede a goal, we can't let one goal turn into three or four the way we've shown a few games this year. So, especially in the playoffs, it's one and done, and you've got to make sure that you give yourself a chance to ultimately get a result and win the game.
Hey, guys, Brad Guzan is with us. We'll have the game. The match, by the way, is on Star 94.1 because Falcon game will just be wrapping up when they kick off over at Mercedes-Benz against New England. Brad, we talked about this with Darren Eales earlier in the week. We want to win everything. We want to be first place in everything. But given the injuries, the compressed schedule, getting used to DeBoer, second place, pretty good season for y'all?
Yes and no. We're a club that we set the bar high for ourselves. We set the bar high as an organization with what we're doing off the field, and we certainly set the bar high with what we want to do on the field. And so, yes, second place it's not the end of the world. But listen, we're not here to get second place. We're here to win things. We're here to win trophies. And the next one on the list is MLS Cup. And so, to do that, we got to make sure that by the end of it, we finish first. We've talked about the fact that there's a handful of games between now and the end of the season, and there's a trophy at the end of it, and we want to make sure that come the end of those handful of games, we've hopefully are lifting another trophy.
We know we're a different team when we do have everyone healthy, and I think that's been part of the problem, right? As the season has gone along and you've got guys out, whether it's call-ups, injuries. But if we are able to have a healthy Joseph and Barco on the pitch along with Pitti, we've seen it. And in the limited matches where we've had all of those guys, it's been like, whoa, can that happen in these playoffs? Can that magic happen with everybody back?
Well, that's the most important thing. I think the question is making sure that not only do we have guys back, but have them at their best. And that's obviously the tricky side of things. And between now, obviously, the last game of the season, New England on Sunday, but then there's a bit of a, there's a few days, right? And I say a few days lightly because there's probably closer to about almost a week and a half, two weeks before that first playoff game. And that's when we need everyone clicking on the same page. That's when we need everyone to be the sharpest. And so between now and then, we got to make sure that in training, we're pushing each other. We're making sure we get the little kinks out, and we're trying to find that sharpness, because as you mentioned, when we get everyone on the field and they are sharp and they're clicking at 100%, you know, we're just as dangerous as anyone else in the league.
It is Brad Guzan, goalkeeper for our Atlanta United. Guys, you're going to hear the match right here on 92.9 The Game. This weekend it's going to be Star 94. We got more, including a conversation with Thomas Dimitroff, Falcon fans, and the Braves getting ready to kick off against the Cards. But, Guz, you wear the captain's armband. Parkhurst was that guy the first two seasons. Parkey's last game, regular season, coming up on Sunday. I know you guys have a great relationship, busting chops, breaking balls, but he was probably the right guy for the job for a team that goes to the playoffs in his first year.
100%. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, what he represents as a professional, what he represents as a teammate, as a leader, it's only fitting that he's the first captain of our club, and to be able to lift the trophies that he's been able to lift speaks volumes about what type of leader he is, right? And so yeah, we're certainly aware that you know, come Sunday, it's his last regular season, but ultimately we've got a chance to send him out on top as a winner, and we want to try and do that.
Brad Guzan joining us, guys. It's hot off the presses, Atlanta Soccer Report. What's your preparation? Does it change at all? I know you've been doing this a long time. We talk about it as we get ready for the playoffs. Obviously, one regular season match left, and then your playoff routine. What is it?
No, I mean, I think especially because the playoff format has changed for this year, right? It's no longer the home and away.
Yep.
It's right. A one-off. And so, you know, it's almost similar to the regular season, but with the idea that there's no tomorrow. And so whatever it takes, whatever needs to happen for 90-plus minutes to be able to win the game at the end of it and move on to the next round. We talked about going into the playoffs last year that, you know, the Toronto game away where we ended up losing the supporter shield might have been a blessing in disguise, because I think it lit a bit of a fire under our backsides and ultimately allowed us to go and win MLS Cup. And so we know that it's not going to be easy, and it may not be pretty at times, but ultimately no one cares about that. It's about trying to find a way to win games.
All right, Brad, stupid question of the week before we let you go. Back on the U.S. men's national team, one of the things you do better than any goalkeeper in MLS is you're able to pinpoint pass, get the ball all the way down the field. What do you do, man? You throw, like, garbage cans out there in Marietta at the practice facility and, boom, like, mortar rounds, work on getting that ball 50 yards down the field to the spot?
I know, right? No, to be honest, I've got a good relationship with our goalkeeper, Coach Aaron Hall, and we work on that in terms of breaking down the opposition, understanding how the opposition is going to try and press us, and ultimately where our free guys are going to be, where our open guys are going to be. And so that's a huge part of preparation throughout the week leading into games and ultimately allows me, as well as the other goalkeepers, to have a good understanding going into a match.
Guz, good luck, brother. We'll watch you on Sunday, and obviously we'll be excited for the playoffs, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate it, guys. Always a pleasure. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.